Here now, today's No Sweat News. Disturbed tickets on tomorrow's No Sweat News quiz.
Okay.
Now, see if you can follow the theme here, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a little cause and effect. Dateline France for story number one. A college student called in a fake bomb threat to an airline because his parents were coming to visit him in school and he didn't want them around.
I sort of understand. That is a nightmare scenario when you hear, we're actually going to pop in. You're like, what? Pop in?
Who? What? Where? When?
Oh, no.
Well, maybe he didn't want to clean up the dorm room or kick his girlfriend out of the flat or...
Sometimes, especially in college, that mess gets so out of control. It's like the blob. It just keeps growing and growing until, you know what? I got a bomb threat this thing.
Sadly, the kid is facing $85,000 in a fine and 5 years in French prison.
I hate to say it, but I actually pulled the fire alarm one time in college to avoid that.
So that your folks wouldn't see the drugs that you had... in your ashtray?
No comment about the drugs ashtray.
Mm-hmm. Now, there's one kid who didn't want his parents around. What about this kid in South Carolina? Emmanuel Franklin faked his own kidnapping next week or last week.
You don't say. This sounds like something out of Fargo, don't you know?
He faked his own kidnapping so he could extort money from his mother.
Mm-hmm.
He had his friend call up mom saying, "We have Emmanuel. You've got to put such and such money in such and such mailbox. Otherwise, we kill him."
That's awesome.
How much did he ask his mom to pay?
A couple hundred.
$130.
I was joking.
$130. How much is your mama's love worth to you? I think she'd pay $130 for me.
Yeah. I think the mom would be like, you know what? Okay, well, give me your PayPal information. Sure.
Well, she said, all right, where do you want me to put it? They gave her a mailbox at a certain address, which she recognized as being Emmanuel's daddy's address. So the whole damn thing fell apart, and he's facing 10 years in jail and a $5,000 fine for trying to extort $130 and fake his own kidnapping.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
Now, 10 years in prison.
Why did all this go down south for these children? Well, perhaps it's story number three that we can point towards. Dateline the internet. Speaking of parent and child relationships, maybe mommies and daddies did too much sharenting.
Sharenting?
What is sharenting?
Yeah, please. What is it?
That is when mommy and daddy shares too much BS about their children on social media. And the children find out later and say, "What the hell, mom? What the," like, for example, "Oh, look at the haircut I gave my kid." Or, "Oh, my 5-year-old just said that when he grows up, he wants to marry me." Or, "Oh, hey, here's my son with his first porta potty dump." Which is all stuff from my own.
And
my wife's.
That last one sounded very familiar.
It was his first dump. He took a dump at 4 in a Port-a-John. I was like 43.
You
it was totally postable.
Put it on Instagram. Everyone was horrified. You got heat for it, justly so.
I blurred out his little private bit parts.
Oh, my God. I don't even want to hear this.
How old were you when you took a dump in a Port-a-Potty? You probably haven't yet.
What, are you kidding me? That's the only place I go. My apartment doesn't have a bathroom.
That's probably true.
I live in a crap hole.
Well, it's all come to a point because some teenager got a laptop for Christmas this year, and she found the website that her mom was keeping all of her stories of her childhood on, all the really embarrassing stuff.
Yes.
And then the teenager got all pissed off and said, "Hey, you don't have the right to share all this stuff about me, like when I pooped my pants when I was in grade school, blah, blah, blah.
That's really interesting because this generation, like we've never experienced this before.
Right, here it is.
I mean, listen, I certainly have put, videos and pictures of my kids out there. I hope they don't turn around. And you know what? Oftentimes, I am mocking them.
Extortion, Dave.
Yeah.
Bomb threats,
bad,
Dave.
Actually, the more I think about it.
Good luck going to parents' weekend.
I usually is like, look at this. Look at Stanley's dopey haircut.
Mm-hmm. There it is.
Oh, boy.
So.
This is not going to be good.
That's sharenting.
I am definitely going to be getting sued by my kids by 2022.
It's funny you should mention it because this teenager is considering suing her parents.
This is my nightmare.
Or her mommy.
Okay.
That's today's No Sweat News. Tomorrow we do the No Sweat News quiz for Disturbed tickets. I'll read four stories on the air. Three were actually part of the No Sweat News. One I'm going to make up today at about 4:20. Spot the phony story, and you could very well win the tickets. And I'm sorry, but 4 years old for a first dump on a porta potty, that's groundbreaking. Sorry, Carter.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.